恩典堂的弟兄姐妹们。
So about 1 year ago, I did a preach in English in this congregation.
I didn't know here.
About 1 year ago, I did a preach in English in this congregation.
OK，在一年之前呢，我讲了，我是用英语讲了这篇道。
Yes.
嗯哼。
After that, one sister approached me and said, "I think you preach better than in Chinese."
有一些弟兄姐妹来到我的面前跟我说，我认为你可能用中文讲会讲得更好。
The lady is there, my translator. So you got it. So today, we come to the fourth fruit of the Spirit.
So 今天我们要探讨圣灵果子的第四项。
Remember, the first three is love, joy, peace, mainly deal with the relationship with our God.
前三个圣灵的果子讲到仁爱、喜乐和和平，描绘了我们与神的关系。
The second set is the patience, kindness, and goodness shape our relationship with others.
圣灵的果子忍耐、恩慈和良善呢，是讲的是我们与他人的关系。
So we now begin with the first one is patience.
现在呢，我们要从这三项中的第三项忍耐开始。
So patience as a virtue is a very curious one.
作为一种美德，忍耐、着实、耐人寻味。
Normally we expect from others as much as possible.
我们总是尽可能的期待他人拥有忍耐。
Yet we often practice ourselves as little as possible.
然而，我们自己却往往尽可能的少去实践忍耐。
This is why I think is we desperately need God's grace to give us patience.
正因如此，我们每个人都需要神的恩典，才能在结出忍耐这一果实上有所长进。
So I'm confident this message is for all of us, you and me.
今天我非常有信心的说，今天的这个信息呢，是对我们每一个人讲话。
The book of Galatians is often considered is the first letter Apostle Paul sent to the churches.
加拉太书常被视为保罗在新约圣经中最早写成的书信。
But as you read it, you can almost like a picture of a strict teacher or it's a crazy pastor.
当你读这本书的时候，你的脑海中仿佛能浮现一位严厉的教师，或者一个忧心忡忡的牧者。
Now his tone is very urgent
他的语气可能很急切，
because he was deeply troubled.
因为他内心正深深的困扰着。
Sometimes God uses those brothers and sisters even in this kind of bad situation.
神呢，正是借着这些弟兄和姐妹，甚至借着他们的处境，
Try to draw out the very strong response from Apostle Paul.
引发了保罗的如此强烈的情感反应。
But much later in the same letter, when in another letter, he wrote to Church of Clinton.
但在不久之后呢，当保罗致哥林多教会的书信的时候呢，他在信中写下了那篇著名的《爱的宣言
Yeah, exactly. This is the famous lover chapter in Corinthians chapter 11.
在他的笔下呢，有一个非常的关于爱的描述，是在11章。
The first description of the lover, he say, is love is patient.
当他描述这个最重要的爱的篇章的第一句话，他就说：“爱是恒久忍耐。
But if you read carefully today's verse, Galatians chapter 3, from verse 1 to 14,
”当我们今天研读《加拉太书》的第三章1到14节的时候，
so we can sense the Paul's patience is running very thin.
我们可以察觉保罗的忍耐已经濒临极限。
This brother, sister at this church is pressing all the wrong buttons.
这些信徒所作所为，简直处处都在触碰他的逆鳞。
Now, let me just highlight three buttons.
让我重点的指出他们在哪三个方面激怒保罗的。
So you can understand why he was so close to lose his composure.
这样你就能明白为什么保罗当时如此的接近失控的边缘。
In many ways, it feels like it's he's raising a bunch of teenagers.
从许多的方面来看，这种处境给人的感觉就像是在家里抚养着一群正值青春期的孩子一样。
Do you have any parents over here with a teenager at home?
我们在座的父母，你们有青少年的父母吗？
I want to share with you a few buttons, so when you face it, you are prepared.
让我来分享几个常见的引爆点，好让大家在面对这种情况的时候，你有所准备。
First is be ready for the ignorance.
首先，你要做好心理准备，去接纳他们的无知。
They simply don't know what they don't know.
他们往往根本意识不到自己哪些知识的盲点。
But as a parent, you have to have patience.
作为父母，你们需要保持忍耐。
Second, they can be forgetful.
其次呢，他们可能会显得非常健忘。
Often they forget just whatever they had just learned.
经常转眼就忘记了自己刚学过的或刚被告知的事情。
The third, there's a tendency towards the ingratitude.
上一刻，他们似乎还心领神会。
That they often don't realize how hard and how much sacrifice you did for them.
下一刻又仿佛一头雾水，他们往往表现出一种不知感恩的倾向。无论是你们为他们付出了什么，多少的牺牲和辛劳，
However, at the end of this letter,
在这个写给加拉太书信的末尾，
Now, Paul wrote that they say, from now on, let no one cause me trouble.
保罗写道：“从今以后，人都不要扰乱我。”
For I bear on my body and are the marks of Jesus.
因为我身上带着耶稣的印记，
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with me, your spirit, brother and sister. Amen.
弟兄们，要愿我主耶稣基督的恩常在你们心里。阿门。
How did he move from this intensity to this place of calm and peace?
保罗是如何从这种激昂的状态，转而进入这种平静与恩典之境的呢？
It was through the work of the Holy Spirit.
这正是借助着圣灵的工作。
You learn how to work by the Spirit and being mature and through all these struggles.
学会顺着圣灵的带领而行，并在这诸般的挣扎磨练中得以成熟。
We should all give thanks for God place those teenagers around us.
我们都应当心怀感恩，感谢神将青少年安置在我们身边。
It's the one way to help us grow and mature in the mark of the patience.
因为借着他们，神帮助我们在忍耐这一美德上得以成长和成熟。
Now please turn your Bible into Galatians chapter 3.
请大家翻开你的圣经，打开至加拉太书的第三章。
Now we're going to read the verse from verse 1 to 14, and Sister Hannah will read the passage in Chinese first.
我们将朗读从第一节到第14节，由松泉姐妹先用中文来朗读。加拉太书三章，无知的加拉太人呐，耶稣基督钉十字架，已经活化在你们的眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？我只要问你们这件事：你们受了圣灵，是因行律法呢，还是因行听福音呢？你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？你们受苦。如此之多都是徒然的吗？难道果真是徒然吗？那赐给你们圣灵，又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢？是因你们听信福音呢？正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙，并且圣经既然预先看明。神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说：万国 都必因你得福。可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。凡以行律法为本的，都是被咒诅的，因为经上记着，凡不常照律法书上所记的一切之事去行的，都被咒诅。没有一个人靠着律法在神的面前称义，这是明显的。因为经上说，一人必因信得生。律法原不在乎信，只说行这事的就必因此活着。基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的诅咒。因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
I'm going to skip the English reading to save some of the time. Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告，
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
just use your wisdom.
因为你的智慧，
You use the Church of Galatians to teach Paul to be patient.
你曾借着加拉太的教会来教导保罗学习忍耐。
Even today, though we often know the truth, we choose to ignore it.
今天，尽管我们深深的知道这个真理，但却仍然选择漠视这个真理。
But you are so patient with us.
然而，你仍然对我们充满了忍耐。
In a lot of cases, we forgot your words carelessly.
我们经常漫不经心的遗忘您的言语，
And sometimes make a lot of excuses.
并为自己寻找各种的借口。
But you still remain patient with us.
即使这样，你仍然对我们保持忍耐。
And through the suffering of your son.
借着您爱子在十字架上的受苦，
But you give us his precious life.
将他宝贵的生命赐予了我们。
Now we also take this amazing grace lightly.
然而，我们却经常轻视这份奇妙的恩典。
We are so slow to praise you.
迟迟的不肯向您献上赞美，
But still, you love us with patience.
即使这样，您依然以忍耐爱着我们。
Lord, please teach us today.
主啊，求您今日教导我们，
And grant us the spiritual strength.
求您赐予我们属灵的力量。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
奉主基督耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
The unique thing about teenage is that they may be physically grown.
青少年的独特在于，有时可能他们的身体已经发育成熟，
But the mind are still developing.
但是他们的心智还处在成长的阶段。
We all know children is a gift from God.
孩子是神赐给我们的礼物。
Give to us the parents so we can raise them spiritually and physically.
也是神赐给我们父母的一个机会，让我们可以在日复一日的辅导他们的过程当中。
Yeah, it also helps us to grow physically and spiritually.
让我们也可以在灵性上和品格上不断的成长。
A lot of time I know this, they're not coming to us by accident.
他们来到这里并不是偶然，而是神特意的安排。
They were special arranged by God. That's why we call them a gift.
他们是被神特别的安排，所以我们把他们称为是神给我们的生命的礼物。
When I talk about teenage, normally I include all those people graduate from elementary school.
当我讲到青少年的时候，我讲的是那些已经从小学毕业的青年人。
Mainly they are in the middle school or in high school.
也许他们在上初中或者是上高中，
They are not yet in a college.
他们还没有升入大学，
So they have to live with you day in and day out.
所以他们还是每日在家里与你生活在一起。
And a lot of times they need to study, they know they have to study.
他们自己心里知道，他们需要用功的读书，
And a lot of them often sneak off to play.
但是往往会偷偷的跑出去玩。
Sometimes they insist, they say, I know it.
很多的时候，他们坚称他们自己已经弄懂了，
But they truly don't fully know it.
但事实上，他们其实尚未完全的领悟。
As a parent, we do have the responsibility to guide them to understand their duties.
作为父母，引导他们认清并承担自身的责任，正是我们的义务所在。
The earlier we start, the better.
越早着手进行教导，效果往往越好。
And remember, sometimes you have to try a lot of different approaches to do that.
但你也请记住一点，在这个过程当中，你可能需要尝试各种不同的引导方式。
The second is teenagers will often forget what they were just reminded.
第二点呢，青少年往往会转眼就忘掉刚刚被提醒过的事情。
We need to be patient and remind them again and again and again until the lesson becomes a habit.
我们需要耐心的、反复的提醒他们，直到这些提醒内化成为一种习惯。
Sometimes you're wondering, they don't need a reminder to eat food when they are hungry.
如果你仔细的观察青少年，你就会发现，吃饭是他们不需要人提醒的。一
So sometimes if they are picky, normally means they are not hungry at all.
当他们挑食的时候，可能就表示他们并不是真的饥饿。
But in the same way, we have to teach them be hungry for what is right and wrong?
同样的道理，我们也必须得教导他们如何对那些正确且必要的东西产生一种饥饿感。
It takes parents the patience and a persistent effort.
这需要极大的耐心和持之以恒的努力。
In America and this great country,
在美国这个国家，
many teenagers they start working early.
许多的青少年很早就开始工作。
When they face the real challenges and responsibilities,
当他们面对现实的挑战和责任的时候，
they begin to understand the hard work and the sacrifice of their parents.
他就会开始认识到父母所付出的辛勤的努力和牺牲。
However, for most Chinese teenagers,
但对于我们大多数的中国的华人的青少年来说，
this realization comes much later.
这种领悟呢，往往要来得比美国的孩子晚得多。
Sometimes not until they leave the colleges,
有的时候，甚至等到他们离家上大学的时候，
even until after the graduation.
甚至大学毕业以后。
In these cases, we parents must exercise more patience.
在这种情况下，作为父母，我们必须要展现出更多的忍耐。
It is a choice we made our own.
这是我们主动做出的选择。
The reality is that all the children are born with a sinful nature.
真实的情况就是，所有的孩子生来就是有罪性。
The gratitude does not come automatically.
感恩的心并非是与生俱来。
The same way God has keep us here for a reason.
神呢，将我们留在这里，必定有其缘由。
He also has a purpose.
他有一个明确的目的，
To shape us to be likeness of Jesus Christ.
就是要将我们塑造成为基督的样式。
In many ways, we are acting like teenagers.
在许多的方面，我们在教会当中也表现得像尚未成熟的青少年，
Ignoring, forgetful, and ungrateful.
无知。健忘并且不知感恩。
In above the verse we just read, God uses three tools to build up our lives.
在我们方才读的经文当中，神就运用了三种工具来造就我们的生命，
He does so with great patience.
并且在这个过程当中展现出极大的忍耐。
So by observing and learning those things, we can grow.
通过观察并且效仿他的忍耐，我们可以在投身于事工和服侍的时候，自身的忍耐也随之增加。
Should I move the slide? Just in case somebody is watching. Look like it's now working, so should be fine. Yeah, so. Side. Okay, yeah, you're right. So when I grew up in China,
当我在中国长大的时候，
I was never particularly good at math,
我的数学成绩一直都不怎么好，
which put me at a real disadvantage.
这让我处于一个相当不利的境地。
So many times the teacher would yell, 哎呀，fool.
很多的时候，老师都会大声的斥责：“哎呀，笨蛋！
You don't even know this?
连这个你都不会吗
She would often flick some finger on my head.
？”他有的时候会用他的手指弹我的脑袋，
So as if hoping it will make my brain work better.
仿佛指望着这手指一弹就能像施了魔法一样，让我的头脑马上变得灵光起来。
The Paul faced a same situation is just like mine.
保罗所面临的处境与我当年面对的老师的情况颇为相似。
The Galatians learned the true gospel from Paul himself.
加拉太人曾从保罗那里领受了福音的真理，
Some of them even witnessed the cross.
其中有些人甚至可能亲眼见证过十字架的大能。
They should know better.
他们应该知道。
They have been saved by grace of Jesus Christ.
他们是因着基督耶稣的恩典而得救的，
But their faces was so weak.
但是他们的信心却显得非常的软弱。
They easily listened to the false teacher.
他们听信了假教师的言论，
And they began to try to lean on the law.
开始尝试转而依靠律法。
The same way in application, we find ourselves in the same situation.
有的时候，我们自己也可能正在处在这种境界。
Yeah, we sometimes rely on some performance instead of faith.
我们呢，有的时候呢，想靠着自己的表现，而不是靠着我们的信心。
For example, when I was in Sunday schools.
就像我在主日学中经常被问到这样一个问题。
So if I was saved once, am I saved forever?
如果我蒙了一次的拯救，是否就意味着我永远得救了呢？
When you ask those questions, you are based on the answer on your own performance.
如果你尝试着依靠自己的表现来回答这个问题，
Yeah, how often you have to attend church?
比如说我去教会的频率，
How confident you feel about your saved salvation?
对自己的信仰的信心程度。
And you quickly you're going to reach to the dead end.
可能你自己就会陷入一个信仰的死胡同。
Because the right question you have to be pointed to God.
唯有将目光转向神这个问题，才能得到正确的解答。
The question is, if God saved me once, can he save me forever?
这个问题，神已经救了你一次，他是否永远的拯救你呢？
The answer is 100%, of course, yes.
只要你对他怀有信心，答案便是一个斩钉截铁的“是的
On the cross, Jesus prayed to his Father,
”。在十字架上，耶稣向天父祷告，
asking him to forgive us because we don't truly know what we are doing.
他祈求神宽恕我们，因为我们并不真正的知道自己在做什么。
And likewise in 2 Timothy and chapter 2, verse 13.
同样，提摩太书的2:13也提醒我们，
And Paul reminds us that God remains faithful even when we are faithless.
即使我们没有信心，神依旧信实，
Because God cannot deny his own nature.
因为神不会自己的违背他自己的话语。
So at this moment, Paul nearly shouted,
这个时候，保罗几乎是吼出来的。
You foolish Galatians!
你们这些愚蠢的加拉太人呢？
Who has bewitched you?
是谁迷惑了你们？
Did you receive a spirit following the law?
你们领受圣灵是因为遵行律法吗？
By believing what you heard, or are you so foolish?
还是因为你们听了这个道，
The
你们竟如此的愚蠢？
beginning by the Spirit, and are you now trying to finish by your own effort?
如今你们已经靠着圣灵入门，难道还要靠着自己的努力去成全这件事吗？
Interestingly, the Bible mentioned a lot of fools.
有趣的是，圣经提到了许多愚昧的人。
Do you know what is a fool?
你知道愚蠢的人是谁吗？
They're the people that lack God's wisdom.
他们是那些缺乏神智慧的人。
And you act out without understanding.
他们行事也缺乏悟性的人。
They're making decisions without just seeing the bigger pictures.
他们在做决策的时候，也不能洞察全局。
They don't know God's guidance.
他们也不依靠神的指引。
So, for example, they don't know what they are facing.
他们不知道自己正在面临着什么。
There's a famous fool called Nabal.
这有一个非常著名的愚昧人，他的名字叫拿巴。
He didn't know, realize what he's facing because David is coming to kill him.
他没有意识到，当他对大卫不义的时候，大卫会找他算账。
And sometimes those fools don't know what they are losing.
很多时候，这些愚昧的人，他们不知道自己正失去了什么。
There's a famous rich man in the New Testament.
这有一个非常著名的妇人，记录在新约圣经里边。
And they say he's going to try to gain the whole world, but lost his soul.
而是他会赢得了全世界，但丧失了自己的灵魂。
Sometimes you don't know what you are building.
很多时候，愚昧的人不知道他们正在建造着什么。
A foolish man and ignore God's command.
一个愚蠢的人，他们无视神的诫命，
And he built his house on the sand.
会将房屋建立在沙土之上，
On where the storm is coming.
全然不知道暴风雨即将来临。
And the most famous one sometimes, they just simply don't want to know.
而有的时候，他们根本不想去知道。
As some said, a fool said, there's no God.
就像诗篇中说，愚昧的人心里说没有神。
So when Jesus hang on the cross,
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，
he prayed,
他祷告说
Father, forgive them.
：“父啊，赦免他们。”
For they don't know what they are doing.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Before I become a Christian,
比在我成为基督徒之前，
I said things and did many things which I'm not proud of.
我说过很多的话，也做过许多的事，对此我深感羞愧。
But every time when those thoughts come to me,
但每当这些念头浮上我的心头的时候，
this vision is very much comfort me.
我们读的这些经文总是能带给我极大的安慰，
Because Jesus prayed himself for my sake.
因为耶稣呢，他为了我的罪在十字架上为我祷告。
After I became a Christian in 2003,
2003年，我成为基督徒以后，
so I had the privilege to welcome a new student or scholars from China.
我有机会接待了许多来自中国的新生和学者，
So many of them carry deep feeling of the anger or bitterness.
他们许多的人心里都积累了深深的愤怒和苦毒。
Because of the hardship or difficulty they had to face with the government authorities.
因为他们在中国与政府部门打交道的时候，经历过种种的艰辛和困苦。
So when I was asked to speak, I quote this verse.
说，当我被邀请，来跟他们，传讲的时候，我总是会引用这节经文。
This verse brought to me great comfort, not only to me and also to the friends from China.
这节经文不仅带给了我自己安慰，也同样的安慰了许多的从中国来的，那些学者和新生。
Because God has patience.
因为神对我们有忍耐。
He also showed the patience to the many people in China right now.
他也对现在的中国的许多人显现了他的忍耐。
Paul made it clear in the following verses that the Christian in the Galatian church can no longer claim they don't know.
保罗在接下来的经文中明确地指出，加拉太教会的基督徒再也不能以无知作为借口了。
Because they They cannot be a fool again
他们不能再次的愚昧。
because they received the Spirit at the moment they believed.
因为在他们信主的那一刻，他们已经领受了圣灵。
But Apostle Paul had to exercise even more patience in the face of forgetfulness.
面对加拉太人的这种健忘，保罗还不得不展示出更多的忍耐。
So all the Christian in congregation like us had experienced the spiritual dwelling in us.
所有的基督徒，包括加拉太人，都曾亲历圣灵内住的经历。
And this verse also says many of them witnessed numerous miracles.
他们当中许多的人甚至亲眼的目睹过无数的神迹。
But yet, when the circumstances changed, they began to worry and forget what they have learned.
然而，一旦境遇发生变化，他们便开始忧虑，并遗忘了自己学到的教导。
Because the first miracle every Christian life faces is rebirth.
我们每一位基督徒生命当中的首个神迹就是重生。
When the Holy Spirit come in, our spirit is made alive.
当圣灵降临的时候，我们的灵便被唤醒。
So it began to breathe and to sense and to connect with God.
我们心中的灵就开始呼吸、感知，并且与神建立联系。
So when you read the Bible and pray and participate in the fellowship,
当你研读圣经、祷告、参与团契，
especially every month when we take the Holy Communion,
尤其是领受圣餐的时候，
all this is fan the spiritual life inside us.
这一切都能助燃这属灵的火焰，在我们的心中点燃对神的热忱，
Your passion to God will grow.
点燃我们对神的热忱。
If you read carefully the Genesis,
若你通读创世纪，
you can know the long history of the Abraham.
你就会看到亚伯拉罕那漫长的生平故事。
And then in a Friday night, we are studying Genesis with youth.
在星期五的青少年团契，我们正在学习《创世纪
So Abraham was called by God.
》。每一个人都被神所呼召。
And he was tested numerous times.
多次的被神呼召。
But he was strengthened and promised a lot of blessings.
他经历了试炼，但是。得到兼顾，
Because the faith is not a one-time event for him.
因为对亚伯拉罕来说，信心绝对不是一时的事情。
God, in his patience, he remind and remind Abraham. Finally, Abraham become the father of faith.
在亚伯拉罕的一生当中，神真的是不停的提醒他，就贯穿了神的提醒，贯穿了他整个的人生的旅途，让他成为信心之父。
I always think Grace Chinese Church is a wonderful place to experience God's work.
我们恩典堂华人教会是一个体验神作为的美好之所。
Because many of us will feel the pressure or His grace of blessing are not always obvious.
我们当中许多人或许会感到压力，又或许觉得神的恩典与祝福在我们的生活中，并非总是显而易见或者多姿多彩的。
What we want to you know is so we are praying for you.
但是我们想让您知道，我们正在为您祷告。
Always come back to the cross.
请回到十字架前。
And you will be continually being saved.
回到主的面前，那你就会被神解救。
God's love is patient.
神的爱是恒久忍耐。
Last Sunday in a Sunday school, we studied Luke chapter 2.
上个主日，我们在主日学当中学习了路加福音的第二章。
We met two prophets.
在这一章中，我们认识了两位先知
Simeon and Anna.
西面和亚拿。
We wonder why these two are able to recognize the glory of baby Jesus.
我们不禁地思考，为何唯独这两位能够认出婴孩耶稣所彰显的荣耀，而其他人却没有察觉呢？
The scripture tells us that they were filled with the Spirit.
圣经告诉我们，这是因为他们被圣灵所充满。
They had to believe in God's inspiration and His promise for many years.
因为他们深深地深信上帝神的启示，并且坚信他所赐下的应许。
When Jesus was brought to the temple and in Mary's arm,
当玛利亚怀抱着耶稣进入圣殿的时候，西面和亚拿欢喜地称颂神。
They sing the Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
他们齐声地高唱：“哈利路亚，赞美主！”
Again, Paul asked Galatians,
保罗再次向加拉太人发问。
Does God give you His Spirit and work a miracle among you through the work of the law?
是神赐给你们圣灵，并在你们中间行神迹，难道是记着遵行律法吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
His Spirit work a miracle through the faith.
他的圣灵是借着信心，因着信你们所听见的道。
By simply believing in what you heard.
你听见的，相信你所听见的道。
In the same way, when we believe what we read in this Bible,
同样的道理，当我们自己相信我们所读的圣经上的内容时。
His Spirit can walk in our lives.
他的圣灵便会在我们的生命当中动工。
And we will witness His glory, His salvation, and His restoration.
而我们也必将见证神的荣耀、神的救恩以及神的复兴。
On the other hand, believing is not just a matter of the mind.
另一个方面，信心也不仅仅是关乎心思意念的事。
It also involves action.
它同时也包括了行动。
So if you can read carefully on the script along this verse,
当你小心的阅读这节圣经的时候，
and all those disciples still don't fully understand whatever Jesus was teaching.
他的门徒当时还不是完全的明白主基督耶稣教导他们的道理。
So the patient that Jesus has to remind them again and again.
耶稣呢，需要忍耐着不停地提醒他们。
Because later on, he told them his words can feed them 3,000, 5,000 people.
耶稣要不停地提醒他们，他的话语拥有大能，足以喂饱3000人、5000人。
In the same way, we should be eager for the spiritual nutrition from God's words.
同样的道理，我们也应当渴慕从神的话语当中吸取属灵的滋养。
Train your teenager, train yourself to be hungry to God's words.
要教导你自己，要教导你的青少年人，要对神的话语饥渴。
Read it and listen it and let it shape your life.
你听神的话语，聆听他，仔细的聆听他，就可以改变你的生命。
In the same way, be on guard of false teaching.
同样的呢，我们也要警惕假教师。
So every time I stand here and I'm preaching,
每当我站在这里讲道的时候，
I always remind myself not to become a false teacher.
我都会提醒自己不要成为假教师。
Even through the whole process of my prepare my preaching,
在我预备讲章的整个的过程当中。
I constantly pray and I seek guidance from a spirit.
我始终不停的祷告，我寻求圣灵不停的引导。
My goal is very simple.
我的目标很简单，
To preach the word.
只传讲神的话语，
Only the word.
唯独神的话语，
Nothing more, nothing less.
不多也不少。
Here's a pledge I pick up from the activity room a few weeks ago.
几个星期之前呢，我在我们的活动室中看到了这样一句话。
It reads, be patient.
要忍耐。
And down there, the small letter say, God is not done with me yet.
神在我身上的工作还没有完成。
To praise the Lord, God never give up on anyone.
赞美主，神从没有放弃过任何的人。
Paul remind us in the book of the Romans and say, God Himself call all of us.
保罗在罗马书中提醒我们，神呼召他的儿女，
When He called them, He mold them.
神亲自的陶造他们。
Because He will ensure we all be share His glory in the future.
并确保他的子民最终可以分享神的荣耀。
Sorry, some little bug I want to listen to. So,
感谢我们的神。
so Jesus come and took upon himself all those curses and judgment for our sake.
主基督耶稣呢？来到这里，他的降临，他承担了一切的咒诅。
Especially including those ingratitude of his people.
特别是人们对他的忘恩负义。
So each month we do take a Lord's Supper, the Holy Communion.
当每一次当我们领受圣餐的时候。
If you watch carefully, the Holy Communion has two elements.
我们都知道圣餐包括两个要素，
Just bread and wine.
饼和杯。
The bread represents his body.
饼代表了他的身体，
The wine represents his blood.
杯代表了他的宝血。
Why always these two elements has to be separate?
为何要设立这两个独立的要素呢？
You observe them is try to remind us.
领受饼和杯是在提醒我们耶稣为我们所受的苦难和。
This is separate of his body and blood means death.
这个饼呢，象征着他的被打碎的身体，这个杯呢，象征着他的宝血。
The blood is he broken so we can be healed.
说，当他被打碎的时候，我们可以得到医治。
And the vine and flow into us means his life will flow into us too.
然后呢，我们的身体就可以领受他那流淌的血，为了我们的生命。
Jesus is patient.
耶稣充满了忍耐，
Even to the point of death,
甚至他忍耐到死。
he want to save us from the hell and restore us to be fit for the heaven.
为了是将我们从地狱当中拯救出来，并使我们重返天家，
We should be deeply thankful.
因此我们应当深切的感恩。
And again, likewise, we were called to do gospel's work and some ministry.
同样呢，我们也蒙召要在福音的事工和教会的服事中持之以恒。
We should joyfully invest our effort into this mission.
我们都应该欢欣乐意地倾注我们的心力在这个事工当中。
I want to share a funny story and try to illustrate our tendency to be ingratitude.
我想跟大家分享一个有趣的故事，以此来说明我们多么的容易表现出来忘恩负义的一面。
There's a mother took his kid Johnny, let's call him Johnny, go for swimming.
一位母亲呢，带着她的儿子约翰尼去游泳。
Suddenly, a big wave and knock him down under the water.
然呢，一股浪头袭来，将约翰尼卷入了水中。
He was drowning.
他开始溺水了。
She's screaming for help.
他的母亲非常的惊讶，大声的呼叫。
The finally, a man jumped in and battling the waves and risking his life and bring Johnny safely back to shore.
终于，一个男子纵身的跃入水中，与波浪搏斗，冒着生命的危险，将约翰尼安全的救回在岸上。
So once a calm, Johnny wake up and look around and say, "Where's my hat?"
待情绪平息下来了，约翰尼环绕了室中，问道：“我的帽子去哪儿了
And this mother and turn around to this exhausting rescue. By the way, where's Johnny's hat?
？”而这位母亲呢，她也转过了身，对着那位精疲力尽的救命恩人问道：“对了， 约翰，你的帽子在哪儿呢？
Now he said to the rescue, by the way, where is Johnny's hair?
So, 这个人救了他的命，但是这个时候他们关心的是约翰尼的帽子。
For the Galatian, the law is like Johnny's hair.
对于加拉太人来说，这个律法就像约翰尼的那个帽子。
Sometimes they focus on the Johnny's hair instead of real danger.
很多的时候，他们都把自己的注意力集中到那个约翰尼的帽子，而不是真正的危险。
Paul has to remind them the true gospel.
保罗不得不提醒他们要回归到真正的福音。
The law is not based on the faith.
律法并非基于信心。
So anyone trying to be justified by the law must live by perfectly.
凡尝试借着律法称义的人，都必须完美无缺的遵行律法行事。
So be satisfied in Jesus. Just be satisfied with Jesus.
在耶稣基督里可以得到真正的满足。
If you look back to the of the life, the ultimate purpose, there's only one ultimate purpose.
我们如果看一下我们生命的终极的目的，目标，那只有一个目标。
Is to glorify God, find joy and fellowship with Him through the Spirit.
就是借着圣灵。在与神相交中寻得喜乐，从而荣耀神。
Normally in a preaching, I'll pick an easy target.
在我接下来的这个观点当中呢，我可能选一个现成的靶子。
And for the time's sake, I'm going to skip Peter. So
因为时间的关系，我要简短一些。
let's move on to the purpose of all those suffering God's set in front of us.
让我们来转移到忍耐带来成熟。
So a few days ago, Brother Sean shared a story in our church WeChat.
几天之前，小初弟兄在我们教会的微信群分享了一个故事。
They say a piece of land received many seeds of flower and fruits,
在一片土地上，虽然撒下了许多的花卉和果实的种子，
but nothing grow.
却始终没有长出任何东西。
So the land wondered if God can do anything.
这片土地的主人不禁困惑：难道连神也无能为力吗？
Then lightning and wind and a storm come.
然而呢，闪电、狂风和暴雨袭来，
And the land crack open and the dirt fell in.
将土壤破裂翻动，使一部分的种子深埋并融入进了泥土之中。
And slowly the plants began to emerge. In the end, the flower fruit grew abundantly.
渐渐的，植物开始破土而出，最终的花卉与果实繁茂生长，结出了丰盛而硕累的果实。
So every time Sister Connie to share her message, I was so moved.
每一次我分享这样的故事，都让我非常的感动。
So every time and she come present an important message, I thought my preaching become useless.
每一次他来分享信息的时候，我总觉得感觉到好像我的信息没有那么样的有力量。
Again, I want to share this pledge with you. Say, be patient.
但是今天呢，我要分享的信息就是我们要学习忍耐。
So God isn't finished with me yet.
说神还没有完成他的工作。
In fact, God is not finished with you yet either.
上帝在你身上，神在你身上的工作也尚未完成。
Sometimes family is the best place to grow patient.
很多时候呢，家庭是我们培养忍耐的最佳的场所。
Especially when you have a teenager at home.
尤其在你家里有正值青春期的孩子时，
Similarly, the church as our spiritual home is a best place to practice patience.
同样的道理，教会作为我们属灵的家，也是我们在信仰和服侍中操练忍耐的最佳的地方。
So I officially invite you to join in.
所以我在这里正式的邀请你来到参加我们的教会。
So we are also called to spread the gospels.
我们呼召来传讲神的福音。
Sometimes the process is not easy.
有的时候，这个过程是不容易的。
From my own experience, it often takes 45 minutes to share a complete gospel.
根据我个人的经历，向一位朋友分享福音，往往需要耗费45分钟。
And along the way, you will face rejection or indifference.
而且在这个过程当中，你会遭遇拒绝与冷漠。
But it's a rewarding process.
但是呢，这是一个让你感觉满足的一个过程。
So in the church, be patient with each other.
在教会里也请求你对彼此有忍耐。
There's a two side of the benefits. You raise them the children and you raise yourself too.
这是有两方面的优点。你不仅来教导你的孩子，你也使自己成长。
I'm going to close service some tools on so you can take away.
所以呢，我要在这里总结一下，我们可以有3个工具，我们可以学习。
In the end, I want you as a parent of teenagers.
最后呢，我鼓励所有的有青少年孩子的父母，
You are encouraging and to drag all those teenagers to come to the church.
我鼓励你把这些孩子带到教会当中。
There's a three tool inside the church, normally you don't see in the outside words.
所以，以下的我要讲的这3件的工具呢，你在其他的地方是找不到的。
And first, introduce them to God's words.
首先呢，你要引导青少年认识神的话语。
The Bible is God's words.
圣经是神的话语，
They will help them to really understand these words.
会帮助他们真正的明白他们所身处的这个世界。
And then they can understand why they are here and where they are going.
他们将知道为什么他在这个世界上，他们将到何处去，
And how to get there.
而且如何的到达到那个地方。
The second, I want to invite them to observe, especially Lord's Supper.
第二呢，让他们来认识领受领受圣餐。
Remind them every time you have a chance, Jesus died on the cross.
所以每一次分享饼和杯的时候，提醒他们默想十字架的耶稣，
Because their attention span is very narrow.
因为他们的注意力是非常少的，
So you have to hit them with just the core message.
所以你要告诉他们简单的信息，整个的信息。
The last thing is when you bring them to the church, should stand up and sing loudly.
第三点呢，当你把他们带到教会的时候，你站起声音唱歌的时候，你要大声的唱，
Praise God with all your mighty.
全心全意的赞美神，
Worship Him in the spirit and the truth.
要用心灵和诚实来赞美他。
You let those teens feel the joy and the power and the continuous praise.
让你周围的青少年也感受到真诚的赞美所带来的喜悦和力量，
Now let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Jesus, we love you.
耶稣，我们爱你。
You have shown such a great patience through our lives.
你已经向我们显明了你的忍耐。
Please help us become a people patient.
求你也帮助我们成为满有忍耐的人。
Let the cross shape our ministry and our lives.
愿十字架塑造我们的侍奉与生命。
We want to know you more and walk in constantly conversation with you.
我们渴望更深的认识您，并时时刻刻的与你保持亲密的关系。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢你，耶稣。
You are our Lord.
你是我们的主。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。